We're live.
3 years ago, an acquaintance asked me what it would cost to build a website. I said $300. And so began my journey in WordPress. I'm the co-founder of WPUniversity.com and Sidekick.pro, two products dedicated to raising the bar on WordPress education and support. Live from the Ryerson Digital Media Zone in Toronto, Canada, where everyone's polite and our mayor smokes crack, I'm Ben Fox, and the Dradcast starts now.
From the bowels of WordPress Nation, it's
time. You know what time it is.
All operators are busy at this time. Please hold.
Drad.
For the Dradcast. Here to talk WordPress news, events, and fizzy pop with community leaders.
Ultimately letting smarter people run the show weekly.
We bring you your favorite Santan alumnus, Brad Williams and Trey Armada. Sit back, folks, grab something to sip on, and get ready to press on. The Dradcast starts now.
Yes, indeedy. What the fox say? It's time to educate folks. Time to take you to school, baby. Here we are, episode 45. Let's get it. Big Brad, what's going on, brother?
What's up, man? I thought we were about to drop an F-bomb 2 seconds into the show. That was awesome.
Yeah. No, I just...
Yeah, I love that. It might be the first crack reference ever in an intro, so congrats to Ben on that one. That fit in perfectly, though. What's up, Dre?
Oh, man.
You got stuff a lot over there. You know, I heard you with the Jeep. Tell us about your Jeep.
Oh, my gosh. The Jeep is just nasty. I got out of the shop. I had it re-geared. I had lockers put on. It's already raised. Had new fenders and stuff put on. It's ready for battle. Only thing it's missing is like a 50 cal mounted on the back, bro. I think we're ready to go. I'm not a prepper. I'm just saying. Well, with that, let's go ahead and introduce the man of the hour, our host for episode 45, Mr. Ben Fox. What's going on, my man?
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes. Thanks for joining us.
This is going to be good. I think a jam-packed episode of awesomeness here. We've got a lot of great interview stuff going on here, some great news that's popping off. So I think we're going to have we should probably just get right to it today because I think it's going to go so fast we won't know what hit us by the end of it. So I think I'm a little thirsty. We're all a little thirsty, so I want to know what we're sipping on.
Hey, what you sipping on?
Well, I'm playing Dud again with a Canada Dry. That's how I roll. I'm actually on daddy duty this evening, so I'm running around with the kids, so I can't be sipping on much of anything else but carbonated glucose.
Look at you being the responsible one on the show. Well, I actually, I'm taking a little bit lighter today, so I have my Cheers coffee mug here, but I did put a splash of Bailey's in it just to get a little crazy. But
well played.
Still playing catch up. I was on the rattle last night, so still a little bit. I have no idea what day or time it is. I'm surprised I even made this show, but I'm here, so this ought to kick me and give me a nice little boost. What do you got over there, Ben?
Nice. I have representing Toronto. We got some Mill Street Organic, local brewery, paying homage to a Woo Ninja who loves her craft brews. I thought I'd bring one on. So Mill Street nice. Organic, awesome little Toronto place. You guys should try it out.
This is definitely a friendly show for the craft beers, that's for sure. So it's good to hear you sipping on something a little bit local. But let's dive into it. Like Dre said, we're going to get going, and next thing we know, the show will be over, and we have a lot to talk about. So we, like every show, we kind of like to dive in and learn more about you, Ben, and kind of where you started, where you're at, what you're doing,
right.
Where you're sitting. Where are you sitting? Like you're in an office environment there. A cool office environment, I should say. It almost looks like a garage door behind you. Where are you at?
It's the coolest office environment. So we're based out of the Ryerson Digital Media Zone, which is a Toronto incubator. There's about 70 tech startups in here.
Wow.
We're really excited. When we came in and my partner Bart and I came in and pitched them our idea, and they said, listen, we have no idea what this WordPress thing is, but you guys go and have fun because it's controlling the internet. So so we came in and it's grown like crazy. It's 5 floors. We're actually sitting in what used to be Google's old office or Google's office in Toronto. They've since moved to bigger and better. They've got like a mini putt on their roof now or something. But it's pretty cool. But we love it. So big props to Ryerson University for sponsoring it and we love our space.
Yeah, it definitely looks cool. And it's I love the incubator, just the incubator setup, because it really is like when you get so many startups, freelancers, whatever it is, whether it's co-working or incubator space, when you get like-minded and driven people together, just amazing things happen. So it's always neat to to hear about companies and incubators, to visit incubators, check out startups, you know, co-working spaces, same thing, you know, just kind of maybe smaller with the freelancer style, but it's definitely a cool environment. So
yeah.
If you're in the Toronto area, you should probably stop by and check that place out. There's probably some really cool brain power and some cool products going
Absolutely.
On
Come on by. We got hot desks. Anyone in the WordPress community is welcome.
Hot digital.
So we'll be there next week.
Yeah.
I'm actually, I got a 4 o'clock flight. I'm out.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. So let's get into it, Ben. So we kind of like to start out with how we're obviously, this is a WordPress-based podcast. We're all into the web. So let's start there. You know, where did your journey on the web begin? When did you kind of get interested in the World Wide Web?
Yeah. I mean, I've always kind of been, I mean, my dad had an old Texas Instruments that was on like a push cart. It had 64 kilobit or bit RAM modules and all that stuff. So that's how I got started with computers. I didn't have a date till I was like 19, so that helped. And, you know, I mean, but basically I was always that tech guy that people came to and just said, hey, how do I do this? And let me Google that for you. It didn't exist yet. So that's, you know, I was that guy and, you know, finally had enough of my day job and wanted to find something to do. And like I said in my intro, buddy of mine walked up to me and said, hey, how much for a new website? And I said, I don't know, $300. Does that sound good? And he said, sure. So I came home and Googled how to build a website, and WP Beginner popped up, and this WordPress thing started, and that was about 3 years ago. That's my story. I mean, it's not glamorous, but it went from there. And when I met Bart and I told him what my rate was, he said, no. You know, you're going to be the business end, and I'm going to write code, and together we're going to build really awesome websites. So that's where now here we are.
So next time
$300 now, is that per hour?
I'm a beer, man.
No, man, and I built that site, and that site is still. I'm not going to give the URL because I'm embarrassed, but they're still using it. It still works. I think it's still running WordPress 3.1 awesome. Or something.
It's fun to hear those stories because we've had a lot of different people on to kind of talk about where they get into it. I mean, we had Mark Shakewith on, and I can't remember what his original hourly rate was, but it was probably just above minimum wage. Like, it wasn't much at all. And it's just like thinking about where he's at now in his rates and kind of the status. It's just, it's neat to see where people start and where they're at, and, you know, cause we all kind of started at that level. Right. So it's a fun story to hear. So you kind of got into you did a paid gig, whopping $300. So you didn't retire. You didn't sell out at that point. But it piqued your interest. So where do you go from there? After you built that first site, you kind of said, hey, there's something to this.
Yeah, I started. I mean, I did what anyone looking to start a business does. I reached out to my network and said, "Hey, I can build websites now." And people started coming in, and you know, slowly I raised my rates and I figured out this, you know, and I learned by. I mean, I was a ThemeForest guy. I learned by breaking stuff. I still own, you know, $2,000-$3,000 worth of themes that I've never used. You know, just because I was a big geek and went on, you know, and loved downloading and purchasing themes. From the, you know, and slowly, I, you know, my like you said, my rate went up. I learned. I learned by breaking. I learned by taking on jobs that I shouldn't have taken on for the price I took them at. And as my skills got better, I started charging more, and also started learning how to outsource and find partners.
What was your experience with outsourcing? So I know a lot of companies, and mine included, when you first started, we were very small. We did quite a bit of outsourcing, and it's kind of a mixed bag when I ask people that. So a lot of people have very positive experiences, and a lot of people have very negative, and then some are kind of a little bit of both. So what was your experience kind of outsourcing and to help grow your business through that?
You know, I got to be honest, I never had a good experience. You know, it was always a pain no matter what, and I learned really hard. So I've got this rule people hear me repeat: it's good, fast, and cheap. You can have two. So if you want it, if you want a good, you know, so pick two, and I tell my clients that now, and we try and steer them away from the cheap part. But I mean, you know, I started where everyone else started. I went on Elance or Odesk, and I farmed out to. I'm like, oh great, you know, $200, and I can farm out to India, and you know, it was never $200, and it was never fast, and then we even tried a little more expensive. We went with like a Pixel Crayon or something like that, and it just, as much as they're a little more organized and the price was more, it just never worked out. It was never at the level that we wanted or I wanted to deliver something at. So I've heard people have had okay experiences or good experiences with outsourcing. I'm not one of them. I mean, our entire crew, with the exception of one, is in-house. I love that I can come to the office every day and see everybody and see what they're up to and have our stand-up. So I recommend finding, if you're not a code guy, find an awesome technical co-founder or an awesome tech guy to to help offset what you do as a business guy. And if you're on the other side, and if you don't, go find a business guy. Because outsourcing to somebody, they're never going to love it as much. They're never going to love your clients as much. And they're never they just never delivered for us.
It's one of my number one, you know, things that I tell people, I advise folks that are starting a business or looking to start a business, is find good partnership. You're already at a disadvantage starting a new company, right? The fail rate is just ridiculous. Like, you're probably going to fail the first, second, even maybe the third time.
How you learn.
If you're going at it alone, the odds of you failing, like, triple. Like, so find someone that you can supplement, like, all the stuff you really suck at or that you don't like doing, and make sure they're pretty good at that, and together you'll probably have a higher success rate.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that a bit, because you're talking about starting web in the WordPress space, creating websites, and that has certainly turned into something different. I mean, the Ben I know isn't. And maybe doing this a bit still too, but you've moved into services and some products. I'd like to talk about that. What was that transition like? Because now it's a completely different model. The audience is completely different. The way that you sustain and support that audience is very different than a project that you're going to put together for somebody, right? What did that transition look like? What led you to that?
What led me to you're talking about, I mean, you're talking about Sidekick, obviously.
Let's talk Sidekick, WP University specifically.
Right. So, we still do services. So our agency is called FlowPress, for the love of WordPress. And, we do that to bootstrap our product.
I heard my favorite word too.
Bootstrap. Yeah. Bootstrap. No, we love it. And I can talk for hours on that, but the transition, we still have, it was tough. It went from taking home everything to reinvesting everything in the company and into building the product. We started as WPUniversity.com. It was a really big, hairy idea of, like, reinventing learning WordPress on the internet. It was never really clearly defined. And on top of that, we had this, when I say we, my partner Bart and I, had this thought that we'd be able to plug Bart's brain into somebody's WordPress install, download it, and then walk away and then never get another support call ever again. And wouldn't that be awesome? So how do we make that happen?
It's very Johnny Mnemonic of you.
Yeah, exactly. And when Bart said to me, I think we can do this thing, and then he built the very first alpha, And we, we realized, hey, we might have something. Then we came and we pitched to the Ryerson Digital Media Zone, and that's when, I said, Bart, if we get into this thing, will you be my partner on this? And he said, absolutely. And so we got in, and it's been, and it continues to be, as it should be. We're a startup, so it's sometimes it's a struggle, but it's an awesome struggle. Every day, you never know what's going to happen. Today I spent 3 hours at a client's office, and all I wanted to do was come back and work on, like, page copy for Sidekick and get the new WPUniversity.com launched. But hey, we've got to pay the bills. So we look at our services as we focus on fewer clients, like, the Jerry Maguire thing, fewer clients, more client attention, the higher paying clients. That's how we do it. But we do need to pay the bills. We need to bring in that business.
Yeah, an audience is a big deal there, right? Like, I think focusing in on that audience, you've seen that. You started out at $300 for a website and continually kind of raising that bar into where you want to be in terms of the audience that you're servicing, where you're comfortable in terms of workload versus profit and overhead. That's a big deal, and it looks like you've progressed that route in a sense. Obviously, to position you, to put you in a situation where you can start to support things like WP University and Sidekick. But where's that balance now in terms of time? Certainly you want to – it's like, which came first, the chicken or the egg, right? You need to survive here to be able to build this thing, but you know that if you build this thing and it gains traction and you support that as hard as you can, that will maybe eliminate the need for the services company. How do you battle that?
It's tough. There's nothing, for me, I'm the business guy, so there's nothing more awesome for me than closing a deal and getting a check. I love it. I love the win. And that's, that's what I love out of business. I love the challenge and I love the win. You love going getting on the mat. For me, walking into that boardroom and figuring it out, that's my mat. So where's that balance? It's tough. We've definitely made some mistakes and we've definitely learned from them. You talked about supporting a team. certainly we grew a little too fast, and we, you know, we've pivoted recently and had to make some changes to our team. That was really tough, but we do it because we have to survive. That's the name of the game at the moment, is you know, keeping the you talk about balance. Kareem from CrowdFavorite mentioned something at WordCamp Miami. He said, when someone asked him, how do you find that work-life balance, he said, it doesn't exist. It just doesn't. It's just balance. You work until the work is done, because you know, an entrepreneur is someone that works for 3 years like no one can, or no one will, so they can live for the rest of their life like no one can. You know, I mean, that's what we do, is we live an unbalanced life. So I do what I have to do to make sure the hopper is full, so that Bart and his team can do what they have to do to put out an awesome product.
Well, yeah, you end up, you know, you work 16 hours a day to answer to yourself versus 8 hours a day to answer to the man, right? Ultimately, you're in a, you know, you mentioned bootstrap. Is that something that you've thought about, maybe some type of investment, some capital to kind of push this project forward? I mean, it sounds like you've got a pretty strong model that you've built here. You've got a working model, obviously. What does that look like? Does something like that come up over the horizon, or are you going to continue to drive it bootstrap? That's a very, very different world, you know, getting some type of capital investment versus bootstrapping.
Yeah, and that's actually something that we've been talking to our advisors about. We're going to stick to the bootstrap as long as we can. I mean, we're going to hold on to that with our bare knuckles, our fingers, until they bleed. I mean, we love that we have an advisory board. We're lucky to have the people on the board that we have, and it's great. But that's what they are, advisors. And at the end of the day, we don't answer to anyone but ourselves, and our clients ultimately, which is awesome. When you start opening around, and we've been approached, you know, hey, you know, we. And when you start opening around, you open yourself up to other people's opinions. And
I'll tell you that you'll appreciate yourself and what you've built a lot more if you continue the route that you're going. So I commend you.
I have a question around that. So is your goal around this, because you're kind of, like you said, you're bootstrapping and doing the services side to kind of support the product side. Is the goal ultimately to get to where the product side is self-sufficient, to where you just your company and your team is doing that 100% full time, and you kind of, you know, the services side or client side kind of dies off?
It's a good question. So it's, the goal is not, definitely not, that we love our clients, right? So we really do. The clients that we have they're awesome, and they've really invested in us, and we've gone out and found clients who love the fact that we're a startup and that we're the scrappy, nimble, and we're willing to do whatever we can for them, whatever it takes for them. So I don't see us abandoning our clients. What I see is us not going out and fighting for new businesses as readily, and perhaps raising our rates to the point where only a certain class of client that we want to deal with comes to us. And then everyone else, respectfully, you know, we pass off to people we know in the industry that do great services work.
And that's what I did. I mean, essentially, when I helped found Security, it was exactly that. We were running Cubic 2, and it was like, all right, we need to focus now. We've gotten to a place where Security makes sense to go full time with.
Decision. Yep.
Yeah, and yeah. We closed off Cubic 2 at that point. So I totally get where you're at with that whole thing.
Yeah,
and you sent me all your referrals, which was awesome.
Yes, I did. What advice would you give the folks doing this, like looking to develop a product in the WordPress space? I mean, because it isn't an easy thing. I mean, you've got two clear sides that you're working through. They both make sense right now. What do you tell someone that's maybe in that similar situation that's looking to start a product?
That's a great question. I was lucky enough to sit on a panel at WordCamp Minneapolis. I'm wearing the shirt, where I got to sit next. On one side of me, I had Tony. Mm-hmm. The other side of me, I had this really quiet dude, Carl Hancock. I don't know if you guys have heard of him. He's
We'll just apologize for both those guys right now. Whatever.
And then I had Reed from Modern Tribe, and I'm sorry, another gentleman from ServerPress. Anyways, I was sort of like, I spent the whole panel, and you can watch the video of just doing this. Like just absorbing, couldn't believe that I was sitting there with them, and they said some really great stuff, and I had some things. So the first thing that I pulled from that and we did was scratch your own itch. Our problem was support. Our clients were not. So for those of your listeners or viewers that don't know what Sidekick is, Sidekick is a guided interactive tutorial system. It's the first for WordPress. You click a button and it walks you step by step through completing a task. which we think is pretty cool because not only, unlike a video or a document, it happens in flow, in context, and you don't have to kind of watch something, then go try it, then come back. It, by the time you finish the walkthrough, you've completed your task. So that's Sidekick. So our problem was support. Bart was writing these awesome documents, and we were creating these walkthrough videos, and no one was watching them, and no one was reading them. And they were just calling us and saying, hey, oh, yeah, can you just tell me how to do this? So our itch was, hey, let's fix that. The second thing is talk to as many people as you possibly can. Tweet at Chris Lemma until he answers you. Talk to Syed. Talk to Dre. Talk to Brad. Talk to Lisa. Talk to Pippin. We're so blessed to have this community. Talk to Sean from WP101. God, you know, when we first started, we got a ton of advice from him and great advice. When we first started, we were blessed with this community that really is open to answering our questions. And everyone is so approachable. And I know, Dre, I think you said that last week, too. I was blown away at WordCamp Miami how just accessible everybody in our industry makes themselves. So that was really cool. The third thing is that I've got is don't look down. It's bad for your attitude. I love that saying. Someone said it to me one day. I was sitting outside just staring at the ground in a horrible mood, and some marketing exec walked out and have a cigarette and taps me on the shoulder and says, kid, don't look down. It's bad for your attitude. And he meant don't look at the ground, look up, but it also makes sense to don't look down on people that aren't where you are. Don't get so high on yourself that you aren't there to help, because you were there too and you'll be there again. And the last thing is iterate, test, and repeat. Just iterate, test, and repeat. And those of you that have read The Lean Startup know that as quickly as possible. And we've certainly been stuck in the test phase with Sidekick a few times, and we're trying. It's easier to say than do, but the faster you can sort of test it, see what happens, and create a new version of whatever it is you're building, the better you'll be.
Let's talk about Sidekick a little bit, because that was some really great advice and kind of related back to your product, Sidekick. If you haven't heard of Sidekick or haven't tried it, you need to go to the site, you need to watch the video, and you definitely need to do the demo, because I really the demo just seals it within the first 10 seconds of doing it. I actually forgot how cool it was. I remember when it first came out, I played with it a little bit and haven't touched it since. And then I was playing with it a little bit earlier today, and I realized, I'm like, this is the future of training. Like, watching videos and reading tutorials, sure, that gets the job done, but I feel like it's kind of a dated approach. And what you are doing, I think, is very cutting edge as far as training materials. And like you said, I think in the video demo that, 9 out of 10 people, once they watch one, how do I create a post, they can go back and repeat each one of those steps immediately. Like, they get it. They learn it quickly. So tell us about Sidekick. Like, how's it doing? How's it been received? Where it's going? Let's just get right into it.
Yeah. So Sidekick's been – everyone we show Sidekick to has the same reaction. Wow, that's really cool. When can I have it? And I want to create my – when can we have this? And so it's doing well. It's been really well received, and in a couple weeks we're going to be able to announce some pretty big things for us, which we're really excited about. I don't want to say – I like talking about the things that didn't go so well because, that's where we learn, right? So I'll tell you that we made a mistake early on with we made an assumption that we were going to build out all this content. Like, you'll see that we have a marketplace, and we're going to build all these modules. And we spent all this time building a core module, which we love, and we started building all this stuff. And lo and behold, people were like, hey, those modules are cool, but when can I build my own? So we neglected our composer tool in exchange for all this content, and whoops, we didn't realize that our market was going to want these. The product market fit was to come out with Composer. And what Composer is the ability to create a walkthrough using, like, right inside your WordPress dashboard, which is really cool. So you're going to see that coming out pretty soon. I think a couple months we got to have a beta. And you're going to have the ability to actually do that yourself, like, without knowing any JSON code or anything. So Sidekick's doing well. We're focusing on keeping the core plugin up to the core module up to date. I think there's 150 or plus walkthroughs in there now. My team has done an amazing job, led by Andy McElwain. He's fantastic, and they work really hard to make sure this updated. But we're really focusing on pumping out Composer and letting everyone create their own walkthroughs. We really see this as a platform.
That's a great, great tool. And I'm just thinking, like, in my own use case, like, obviously how do you create a post? That's great, but the majority of the sites we're launching, and they understand kind of the basics of WordPress, but what they're not going to know, and what we do in training over screen sharing or whatever, is kind of the custom stuff we've built. You know, how do you, here's a whole custom admin feature we built that is not core WordPress. It's different. How does it work? Training, and we'll do that, but this is, having something like that, like you said, would probably kill off any of those follow-up questions 2 weeks later, like, wait a minute, how do I do that again? Or I forget that one step, and I could just say, log in, click that that help button, and walk right through it, you know? So that's, I love the idea, Composer. So you said that will be hopefully available in the next few weeks?
I know. I've got
I'll hold you to it. No,
in fact, it's in my inbox, right?
So by midnight tonight.
Across from me. Yeah. No. We actually just increased our resources on the team for just that purpose, and we're looking at about 7 weeks. It sucks. I mean, for those of you that would like to take a test run of it now, we do have a mini version that you need to know a little bit of JSON code. But if there's anyone out there that would like to just try it out, just drop me an email or send me a tweet, and we'll get you set up so you can play with it and start creating your own walkthroughs. But for the masses, for that sort of easy point-and-click system that we're all used to, it's going to be a little, like, you know, a couple months.
We'll definitely have to keep an eye on that. And it looks like you have a special coupon code for the Dradcast world. Dradcast25 gets 25% off, right? So everybody can go there and check that out.
Yes.
Yeah, that's awesome. So definitely good luck with Sidekick. Good luck with WP University. We'll certainly look forward to Composer. I'll certainly be keeping an eye out for that. I'll make sure I'm on your email list so I can be notified. I'm sure you'll be alerting everyone when that comes out. So what's next? I mean, is Composer kind of next? Do you have other products in mind? Is Sidekick kind of the focus now? Or?
Yeah, so Sidekick is our focus, but we have WPUniversity.com. Is being we were trying to get into. It's been completely gutted and rebuilt, and we separated out Sidekick from WP University, and what WPUniversity.com is going to become is an awesome way to learn, a free and awesome way to learn WordPress. So we've created in-house some really kick-ass what we think are great, like learning modules. They're obviously written. They're not. Sidekick modules, but you'll come to the site and identify who you are, and we'll generate a reading list for you. And you'll go through, and you can actually just educate yourself. And it's free, and it's available to anyone. The only part of the site that will cost anything, we've partnered with WP101, and you can you'd have to have a subscription to their videos to view all the videos. But all the content will be free to use, and so we're really focused on that. That's kind of our give back to the community, and also. It's great for us because we see it as a way for us to keep learning too. And when we started out, we all knew nothing, so we wanted a great we want to have a great central place for people to come and learn. So that's what WP University is going to be. And if we get it live in the next 30 minutes, I will announce it. Oh, is it up? It's up. The brand new WPUniversity.com design is
it's
up.
Live. Let's see live. If we can crash it.
And there's tons more content coming. We just wanted to make sure we got the new design up and running. You won't be able to crash it. It's hosted with a great hosting company. So we're really
looks pretty.
Thank you.
You'd be surprised. We have at least 5 people watching us right now. So yeah, they all go at the same time.
Definitely 5 or 6. It looks amazing, bud.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. We worked very hard on it.
Soft launch. Just to clarify, it's being called a soft launch. Well, congratulations to WP University, WPUniversity.com. Learning WordPress has never been easier. Let's talk a little bit of news, and let's take it to this week's pressing topics.
Word. Pressing. Topics of the week.
Oh, man, there is all sorts of interesting news this week. I don't know where we should start. I feel like there might be one topic that's kind of stands out above all the rest. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Hey, it's up to you guys.
Jetpack 3.0. No, I'm just kidding. So, Dre, dude, we got to ask.
What's up?
What's going on, man? So you had an announcement this week. Why don't you share with everyone what your blog talked about, and we'll kind of get into it.
I'm excited to announce that the company that I started, Security Inc. At security.net, has a new CEO. My brother-in-law and great friend Tony Perez, who's been our operating officer for the last 3 years. There comes a point in the journey where does it make sense to maybe step back and take a different look at what you've built and let the team and the leadership that's part of that, that's become part of that journey and really what foundationally what it was built on, take the reins. And it really made sense at this point for that to happen. I'm excited about being able to go fishing and into my Jeep for a little while, hang out with the girls on the softball field, and maybe venture into a couple things that I might be involved with in the near future. So I'm excited about the bright future of security and where it's going in terms of changing, really continuing to change what security looks like for website owners out there, and really providing beginning to end in terms of being able to manage security issues with websites. And I have 100% faith in the way that it'll continue to grow and moving forward. Very excited to see that continue to blossom. So
That's very exciting. It does sound like it's a little bit bittersweet because, like you said, you are kind of leaving the baby that you built. You have new adventures that await you, so I'm sure you're very excited about that too, right?
Well, you know, Daniel. Yeah. So let's step back a second. Daniel and I met Daniel, who helped. You know, he's the one that wrote the real deal back end stuff early on. He'd been toying with this type of integrity monitoring system for years, and we met in 07 at different companies. He was running the OSAC project. I was part of Applied Watch Technologies. And we met on a project that both those companies were working together. So he sold OSEC, and I ended up leaving to a new organization when Applied Watch was acquired back in 07. And we were toying with this whole thing 07, 08, 09 when the beta was released, and we made it an official company in 2010 where we sold our first plan. So, yeah, man, seeing this from, like, with this little really hacked our hacker looking website that was PayPal buttons, right? And we were doing cleanups and monitoring over email to what it's become today, where, you know, we clean up over, well, they clean up over 500 websites a day and support over 1 million unique scans monthly with our free site check scanner. So it's a big deal. I mean, I think to see it from where it was, making $9 a plan to a multi-million dollar company, it's been an exciting journey. Very exciting.
So we've got to ask the big question everyone wants to know is what's next? We know you, Dre. We know the gears are always spinning. What's next for Dre? Where are we gonna any hints, any teases, any breaking news you want to tell us about?
There's no major breaking news to give out to the world right now. I will be advising a couple organizations and some really cool projects that I'm excited about. And I'm sure there'll be, you know, listen, where I thrive, where I enjoy being is taking something from idea and executing it, right? Let's pull it and push it out into the market, into the real world, and make it something that people understand is there to help them, and then turning it into something that changes the way we think about what that need is being filled by that product. So I think that I'll be building something sometime soon, or becoming a part of a team that's building something that I really like at some point. But right now, I want to go get in my Jeep and go hang out for a little while. So there's that.
Well, it's well deserved.
You know, there's a to answer the couple folks asked the question, well, are you disappearing? What's going on? I'm like, no. Like, are you going to be at WordCamp still and stuff? I'm like, well, unless they've kicked me out of WordCamps. yeah, I mean,
WordCamp. You're blackballed, sir.
Right? I love WordPress, always will, and will always try to be a part of that community. You know, I'm sure that at some point I have some involvement in some products or services around it. Let's just say that.
That's awesome. So, awesome. Yeah, best of luck on the future endeavors. Definitely enjoy some time off. I know you got a lot of softball coming up with your girls, which is going to be a lot of fun. Yes. And just kind of relaxing, man. Take it easy and take your time getting into the next venture. And then we know you. You love to hit the ground running. You're a scrappy guy. You're going to...
Yeah, buddy.
Whatever it is, it's going to be successful for. Definitely congrats on that, Dre. It's
exciting. Thanks, buddy.
So with that, let's talk about a new update that is shipped, which is Jetpack 3.0. Dude. Just came out yesterday.
Wow. Yeah, and the interface is sick. I love it.
Yeah. You guys checked it out, I'm assuming.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, it makes it like super simple for me anyways to get through. Like I think that it fundamentally they flipped the script, it's way different, but I think useful changes, like very usable and useful changes.
Yep, WP University's got it installed on its back end now too. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. And I feel like, Dre, this is something I know we've talked about on the show before, is the old UI. It was very confusing because you never quite understood what was activated and what wasn't. It was like, okay, if there's a configure button, I guess that means it's on.
Yeah.
maybe not. Like, you just kind of never knew. And now it's very clear what's active, what's not. I do have some minor gripes, like I have to kind of hover over the different modules for it to physically, you know, have the text activate or deactivate. Because at a glance, you know, it might be hard to tell. There are kind of a different color, but it's a little bit close together. It's minor stuff. Overall, it's a really, really nice design, a nice readjustment of the UI. I mean, this is something that has been needed for a while, so I think I can't imagine anyone complaining about this.
I agree with you, Bud, on that one. I think it was a good call. If you haven't updated it, you should be, because you shouldn't be waiting that long to update any plugin in your back end. So go do it. I think that the changes are really useful, and you'll if you liked Jetpack before, you'll like it more so now.
Get involved if you use it. I mean, it is an open source project, so it is not some closed project that you can't get involved with. In fact, I actually was in a coffee shop in Seattle yesterday hanging out with Ben Lowball right after this was released, and I had no idea. He's like, oh, what did you do today? He's like, you know, release Jetpack 3.0. Oh.
There's that.
Cool. I was like, well, we should probably be drinking some scotch or something right now, right? So that's pretty cool. But, hats off to the whole team. I know they work hard on that product. It's come a long way in a short amount of time. And they really, really, really take feedback to heart. So if there is something that, you know, you legitimately have a gripe about, and it's a legit gripe, and it's not just some kind of, you know, bitching a bitch, you know, let them know, because they will take it to heart. And this is one of the things that a lot of people complain about. And look, they just flipped the script and redid it all and made it look beautiful. So hats off to the whole team. Definitely a very nice release.
Sweet.
Where are we going from here?
Well, let me be the Debbie Downer of the day.
Wah, wah, wah. I should have my finger on the trigger for that.
Growth is painful. WP Tavern actually just put out an article, but it revolves about a post. I mean, in the post, I'm talking, I think it was a dissertation around
a novel.
Yeah, a certain person's experience with WP Engine. And, you know, wrong, right, or indifferent, man, it was a tough one to read. Where do we even start with this, man?
Yeah, this is tough. So, I mean, Ben, why don't you go? Because you're definitely in the support. You have a lot of support going on there. So I'd definitely like to hear your thoughts on it.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, all I'll say is, first of all, I mean, there's always drama around a hosting company, you know, any hosting company. And for some reason, anytime a hosting company gets a bad review, that everybody freaks out. You know, any hosting company is going to have downtime. Any hosting company is going to have small, you know, issues. You know, 4.9s is the goal, you know, but it doesn't, you know, there's always going to be some small problems. What I love about WP Engine's approach is that they're just so transparent, and they work incredibly hard to make sure that if there are issues, that their customers are taken care of. And I know that there are a lot of hosting companies that do that, but I mean, just because WP Engine was the target of this, that's why I mentioned them. And I don't understand why we come down on these guys so hard, and yet, you know, we let other things pass. It was a dissertation. This guy, you know, and he pulled in like emails from like Ben Metcalf and Austin Gunter, who've been gone for a little bit now, sure. And it's like, all right, this is a little bit old. You know, I don't want to judge. I don't want to say, you know, that he had other motives, but there, you know, there are some affiliate links in there, and I wasn't, anyways. I mean, we're a little jaded with that, but you've got to give your hosting company time to correct an issue. The other side is, I think this highlights, is support. I mean, the one thing, I'll plug Sidekick for a second, but I mean, this is what we're out to solve, is that if we can eliminate a bunch of these tickets, then, you know, it frees up those resources to handle the actual issues, you know, the real problems, that my page is hard caching and we don't know why, or my site's down and I have no idea what's going on, versus, hey, you know, I've got this little problem, how do I fix it? And that's, you know, why Sidekick and some other support tools are out there, is because these companies are facing these massive shifts in user base. I mean, WordPress is growing. It's 20% of the net, but 60% of all new sites are WordPress. Well, there's going to be some growing pains. So I think everybody needs to take a deep breath and realize that these companies are working as fast as they can to handle the issues that are occurring. And there are the premium guys out there, WP Engine being one of them, and some other great guys out there as well, who are working even faster and even harder to make sure that the community is respected at the same time that they're working hard and being transparent. So, I mean, I don't know. I say, you know, take this with a grain of salt. And it's a little bit of drama, and WP is not the devil, and neither, you know, and everybody needs to relax.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you look, you could find kind of posts like this about any hosting company, yeah. Like you said. It's you know, do I think that they handled his multiple issues correctly? No, you know, in some cases, no. In other cases, maybe they did because we didn't see all the full conversation, just the bit that, you know, wanted to be pointed out. So it's hard to say. Right, it's kind of a dissertation across, I don't know, like 12 months of this kind of back and forth. This is, I mean, hosting is just is such a thankless job for the most part, because it's like, if you have a great host, rarely do you hear people say, my host is the best in the world. Like, sometimes some people are vocal about it, right? But most aren't. What you do here is when your host has problems or your host sucks, yeah. And then people get really vocal about it, right? It's, I guess it's just like services in general. You know, people are like the bitch on the internet, you know, about so much things that went right. So, well, while I think there are definitely, I agree, there's some growing pains, support is such a big factor when it comes to hosts, especially when it's a company like ours or, you know, Ben, for you, like if you're vouching for a hosting company for a client, we kind of say goes a really long way, because a lot of the clients aren't going to know any better, right? So we want to make sure if we say, you know, use this hosting company, that's actually a good hosting company. They know what they're doing. We do a lot of work with WP Engine, so I'll be very transparent with that. I have never had any issues at this scale with them. They've always been very good on the support side. Again, everybody's going to have a little bit different experience. It's hard to know the full backstory of this. Like you said, the fact that they're very transparent about it and said, look, we know there are some issues, and this is what we're doing to fix them, I definitely respect that. So, they'll fix it. You know, they'll get to the root of these issues and fix it going forward. So,
yeah. We do a lot with them as well, and we've had the exact same experience, and it's, you know, the Dragcast, I know obviously that, you know, they're sponsor or whatever, but it's guys, you got to, you know, believe that, you know, my living depends on whether or not the website stays up, so we have to trust these guys, and they work incredibly hard to make sure that everything stays up, as do the other premium services that we use. Sorry, this guy had this experience, and there were some issues, but maybe they could have been handled a little better. But I don't think it deserved a 10,000-word post riddled with insults.
You know, one thing I've done with hosts, and specifically around support, is I see some of the issues that he's having is where you submit a support issue, you know you're advanced, but all that. And then they get kind of a very beginner-level response, and that's because you're essentially hitting a level one, and that's what they're told to do, is start with the basics and work your way up, because they're not going to know who that person is. I've had a lot of success of kind of going around that and talking to the host when we set up the account and say, look, you know, we're going to do support for the client, and our team is very knowledgeable about WordPress. If we're submitting a support issue, it's because we've done all the basic stuff. You know, we've turned off plugins. We've turned, you know, switched the themes. We've restarted our browsers. We've cleared cache. Like, we get all that stuff. So let's skip all that crap and go right to the more advanced. And generally, when you kind of let them know that, they'll usually kind of flag your account or put in some method that you can kind of say, look, this is me. I know what I'm doing. Bump me up to like a level two, level three. Yeah. Tech support. You can get right to the more.
But that's normal across pretty much any host out there, right? I mean, I've been around the web for a long time. I've used a stupid amount of hosts over the last 15, 20 years, and it's been normal since the 90s to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's definitely, hosting is not a business I would ever want to be in. It's never appealed to me. Everyone says, oh, you guys don't host your own client sites? Hell no, we don't. I don't want to be the guy they're calling at 2 a.m. in the morning, you know? That just does not interest me at all. It's just it's a tough position to be in, because there's always going to be failures. So something's always going to happen, you know? It's inevitable, like you said.
I love that we're seeing Media Temple, SiteGround, you know, WP Engine, Pagely, all these, some of them are just WordPress, but we're seeing these companies like hire these dedicated WordPress experts. Mm-hmm. You know, you had your guest last week, Marco.
I mean, from 101,
from 101, you know, and all these companies are working so hard, and they're just catching up, and you know, 70 million new websites you know, or you know, that appear. I don't know what, can't remember what the number is that appears. It's not 70 million, but it's a ridiculous number of websites that appear every day. And these guys are, these companies are, they're scrambling to catch up. And I think as a community, we need to rally around all these companies that are investing heavily in work, these WordPress experts and these WordPress community people, and they're and recognize that they're all doing what they're doing, what they need to do to make sure that they're WordPress optimized.
Love
and keep supporting them.
Yeah, no, we must do this.
Well, if you have a good experience about your host, whether it's WPNG or somebody else, let the world know. Just make a quick blog post. Say, you know what, I've been using this host for 2 years and I have no complaints. Regardless of who it is, just say something. You know, it's kind of the nice thing to do to give that back. If you've had a couple good years on a host or whatever it is, let them know that. Put it out there, you know, because there are posts like this for every single host I've seen.
And it'll mean the world to them, I promise you that.
Yeah.
Well, guys, I think we move into this week's Bart Tricks.
We should do that right now.
Let me show you a bar trick.
Dad. Apparently, Brad is a little bit drunker than he thought.
I'm slow to the mouse button.
Oh, man. Mr. Ben, well, let's go, fire away, brother. I want to hear your bar tricks, man.
All right. So speaking of giving, I've got two, one large one and one sort of key one. But speaking of giving props where they're due, masterpressplugin.com. We use MasterPress as the foundation for almost every site that we build. I'm not allowed to touch code in my office, but from what I hear from my guys, I mean, it makes things just a ton easier. It's a framework that we can use to just build our sites off of, and it makes things just easier and cheaper. So masterpressplugin.com, support this guy. You know, he does a great job. He answers support emails really quickly. He pushes updates when we need them. And we happily, it's one of those renewals that it's like, it's a no-brainer. I would mail him my credit card if I could, so we just make sure it stayed up. So he's awesome. It's masterpressplugin.com. And the other one that I love is placekitten, placekitten.com. And it's really, it's just kitten picture placeholders. I mean, we get tired of like the basic placeholder stuff. So if you like cute kittens, placekitten.com.
Love placekitten. It's always fun when you do the website review with the client, and they're like, "What's the deal with the cats?" Because they have no idea.
What did you want? Did you want stick figures? Because we can do that too.
That's a great site for anyone doing web development. Dre, what do you got over there?
No, I don't have any kittens, man.
No kittens.
What I do have is another selfless plug. I will be competing at...
Dre needs a job.
Yeah. In fact, I have my resume in PDF if you... Yeah. No. Oh, shoot. No. Joking aside, I will be on the mat next week at the IBJJF World Championship in Long Beach, California. And if anybody's interested in attending, you can come support me there. But if not, you can watch it live at IBJJF.tv. So that's it, man. IBJJF.tv. Go there, and next Thursday I will be competing on in Long Beach.
Awesome.
Very cool. Mine's a little bit of a self-promotion too. So I am just going to promote WordCamp Philly, because WordCamp Philly, which I am a co-organizer of, is actually going to happen. And as I look at the calendar, I'm getting a little more nervous. And just over 2 weeks. I gotta go, guys. I got a lot to do. it'll be June 7th with the half dev day on the 8th, so 7th is all day Saturday. It's going to be a pretty amazing event, so if you're anywhere really, we'd love to have you, but especially if you're anywhere nearby, it's probably a lot easier for you to get here. Come down to Philly for the day. We're going to have an amazing event, a lot of really cool speakers. The Drad will be on site, so I would imagine there'll be some Dradcast action at some point. We'll be posting the schedule here probably in the next day or so. We do have a lot of speakers, and we have Helen, who is the 4.0 lead, is actually going to be the keynote, which we're really excited about. So she's going to keynote the event. It's going to be a great time. So if you're in the area, it's $20 for a ticket. Come on out. Just search WordCamp Philly on Google. You'll find it. And definitely, you know, I'm serious. Definitely check out Sidekick, sidekick.pro. I think you have is the plugin available on WordPress.org? It is, right?
Yes. Yeah, it is. You get 30 free walkthroughs. They'll always be free, and you can download it at WordPress.org/plugins/sidekick.
Yeah, so check it out, because I'm telling you, do the demo, because it really, it's pretty amazing. And now that I've kind of refreshed myself on this, I'm going to see how we can work this into kind of our standard handoff for clients, because like Fantastic. You said, if you can reduce some of those emails coming in, it's going to be nicer on everybody, and that way you can focus on the new projects or kind of the next phases of those projects rather than kind of the hand-holding, which is important, don't get me wrong, but this is clients are going to love this too, so this is really cool.
Check out the site. You heard it here first, folks. WebDev Studio is going to take a full enterprise license. We'll send you for that contract.
Man, hook, line, and sinker. Yeah. I know what...
Thanks, Brad. We
and really, Composer really, will really be out by that. You also heard that Composer will be out by the end of the week, so I'm looking forward to that.
It's in your inbox, big guy.
Man, all right.
Well, so you guys heard it. WordCamp Philly coming up in 2 weeks, June 7th and the 8th. You also got WordCamp Orange County the same week and a few others worldwide. WordCamp Chicago, man, that's coming up. I'm excited about that. That's the following weekend. I will be in the house there. I'm excited to attend. I think I missed last year. I've been two of the last 3 years. WordCamp New York coming up August 2nd through the 3rd. Montreal, August 16th through the 17th. Man, a lot of good events coming up. A lot of fun stuff. Are you attending any of these coming up there, Ben?
We went on a little bit of a WordCamp tear with Minneapolis, Chicago, Ottawa, and then Miami. So we're taking a little break. Cool. I'm going to spend some time with my new wife.
And yeah, there's that.
Oh, yeah. Congrats. You just got married. I forgot to say that. Definitely. Congrats.
Thank you very much. So we're going to do our best to get out to WordCamp Montreal, but my apologies to Philly and Chicago and NYC, but here they're going to be awesome shows.
There's no better husband than a WordCamp. Let me tell you. She would love
it. Yeah, let me tell you.
Well, I'll tell you, Ben, it's been an amazing show. Where can we find you? Where can people go find you on the internet?
I'm available. I'm at Twitter at Benjamin E. Fox or Ben at sidekick.pro, or you can just yell into your computer, and I'm sure I'll get it. So try that, too.
Love it. Mr. Bradford, man, great show.
Awesome show. Very happy to have been on. That was a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean, there was some serious knowledge drop there.
Yes, sir.
Around the advice on startups and bootstrapping and products and services. That was great, Ben. Definitely. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much.
Where can we find you there, Big B?
Find me on Williams BA.
Yes, sir.
On Twitter. I just randomly say Williams BA you know what that means.
I'm at Twitter. You can find me on a local hillside trail in my Jeep here. At Dre Maida on Twitter. WordPress, open source, and the world we all live in can only get better the more we help each other and the more we educate those that are in it. Education is the most powerful weapon which you can choose and use to change the world. Education is not for preparation of life. Education is life itself. So let's do that. Let's live to learn. Let's learn to live. In fact, let's do it now. And let's become someone's superhero or even their sidekick pro. For the Rad and Dread, I'm the Doctor. Thanks for joining us on episode 045 with Ben Fox. We're out. Booyah!
Booyah! There you have it, folks, the latest edition of the Dradcast. If you dig the show, make sure you pass it on. If you have content for the show, want to submit to be a guest host, or just want to listen to older episodes, visit the Dradcast website at dradcast.com. While you're there, make sure you click the iTunes subscribe link to catch us on iTunes. Don't forget to follow at Dradcast on Twitter, and we thank you for tuning in. Join Dre and Brad plus a new guest host next week.
Yes!
On another episode of the Dradcast. Dread.